Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I got the whole thing right, which is good. I'm John Ryan, and my co-host is David Linden. And David had a question that he wanted to bring up. So we'll continue with Bernie Hardy from Interstate Security and Investigations in reference to how do we protect ourselves from a home invasion.
Okay. Very often when it comes to, when people start talking about gun control and Second Amendment rights, the issue is brought up, well, have a weapon to protect myself in my house and against home invasion is what they're implying. And you and I have had this conversation, Bernard. When is it legal? When is it not legal? When may a homeowner use a weapon in a home invasion?
Okay. So let's talk about weapons. What is a deadly weapon? Deadly weapons are described in the penal law what exactly deadly weapons are. And let me tell you what a deadly weapon is. A deadly weapon is any instrument that was specifically designed to cause injury to a person. Okay? Now, when I mention these deadly weapons, you're going to know what I'm going to do with it. If I told you I'll be back with my handgun, what do you think I'm going to do?
Shoot me.
Right. So these, I'll be back with my brass knuckles, John. What do you think I'm going to
do?
Hit me. Right. So these are described as deadly weapons. These are instruments that were specifically designed to cause injury to a person. Now, in order to have deadly weapons, you have to be, they have to be registered. Anyone can't just have a deadly weapon, okay, like a switchblade knife. That is a deadly weapon, not any knife. Okay, a switchblade knife in particular is a deadly weapon. It's a combat knife. They don't make them much anymore, but those are deadly weapons. Now, let's talk about a butcher's knife or a kitchen knife, okay? Those are not deadly weapons, okay? Those weapons were not, those instruments were not designed to cause injury to a person, okay? A butcher's knife. How about a baseball bat? A baseball bat is not a deadly weapon unless it's used to hit somebody over the head with, because a baseball bat was designed as a sporting instrument, like a crowbar or a pipe.
Yeah.
These are not deadly weapons unless you use it to injure someone, to hurt or injure someone. So can you have those around in your house? Absolutely. I can have a pipe in my house. I can have a knife, a kitchen knife in my house. I can have a baseball bat. Because these weren't designed to cause injury to a person. So they're not deadly weapons, okay? So you don't have to worry about it. This piece of paper right here can act as a weapon. If I take it and run it across your neck and I give you a paper cut and give you an injury, this is a weapon.
Huh.
You understand?
Right.
Yeah.
Weapons, we sometimes refer to them as blunt objects. Blunt objects could be anything, okay? See, a blunt object, a weapon, is only when and after you use it to injure someone, like a car.
Right.
A car is not a deadly weapon. A car is a means of transportation. However, if you use the car to run somebody over deliberately, then it's a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
You understand?
Okay. Okay, how about if I wanted to have a shotgun in my house to protect myself against somebody coming in and...
All right. I believe I should know this. I believe it's the Fourth Amendment. You have a constitutional right to bear arms.
That's second.
Second Amendment. All right. Yeah. Thank you. You have a constitutional right. Excuse me. You have a constitutional right to bear arms in your house. Okay. You do. And particularly rifles. You can have a rifle in your house as long as it's purchased legally. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Certain firearm concealed weapons you have to have a permit for, or so you can have a rifle in your house.
Okay.
And when you say a shotgun, Dave, you mentioned, I don't know if it was off air or on air, you mentioned the shotgun, and you said you could shoot a lot of people with it. Only if you use a pellet.
You don't have to be a sharpshooter.
Right.
You just point in the general direction.
That's if you use a slug with pellets that shoot pellets.
Oh.
So you have, I'm sorry, if you use a round that shoots pellets, you have shotgun rounds where they shoot slugs, where it's one, you know, one ball, one lead ball. But if you use one with pellets, then it can scatter.
Yeah,
and it scatters.
All right, so... Here's the burglar. Man is coming to the house. He's committed a burglary,
right.
And he wants to do something else. Home invasion. Can I shoot him as he's coming in? Can I shoot him as he's going out?
No, No, you don't shoot him as he's going out. You cannot. That's never a good idea, because if someone's going away from you, like if his back is turned towards you, that means he's no longer a threat to you. He's walking away from you. So that's why they say never shoot someone in the back.
He's walking away with all your stuff, though.
It doesn't matter. Okay, it's only property. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. If he's walking away from you, okay, don't shoot him in the back, because he's no longer a threat. When someone's walking away, they're no longer a threat, so you didn't have to shoot them. If they're coming towards you, then it's a different story. So whenever you shoot someone in the back, you better have a good reason why you shot him in the back.
Hey, fella, turn around, would you?
Yeah. You know? So if someone enters your house unlawfully, okay, with the intent to commit a crime, you have a right to defend yourself and to defend your home. You have a right to do it.
Right.
Okay. But as long as you feel threatened by it, you know, you can protect yourself.
But you have to be sure that he's coming towards you. If he hears you and you sense that he's turning around to run away, don't shoot.
Well, if he's a sense, I mean, if you see that he's not a sense, if you see that he's, you know, going the other way, you know, you shoot him in the back, you're going to have to explain why'd you shoot him in the back.
Well, sometimes it's dark. That's what I was thinking of, a dark situation. Well,
see, that's the defense. I mean, then now you're talking defense now. How am I going to, you know, what am I going to say because I shot him in the back, you know? But normally speaking, if he's coming towards you, it's okay. If he's going away from you, it's not okay.
Okay, that's a good point, though.
Yeah.
Right. I thought if they had your stuff.
Well, stuff is your stuff.
Right,
it's
you're
property.
Right.
I mean, life is more valuable than
call
property.
Call the insurance company.
You know, and the stuff, because he has your stuff and he's going away from you, you know, let him go out. Let him leave with the stuff.
Right.
Okay, let him leave with the stuff. But if he's coming towards you with your stuff.
George Carlin did a wonderful routine on stuff. Did you ever hear it?
No.
We collect stuff. We have more stuff. Then we have to get rid of the stuff. Which stuff do we get rid of?
Right, okay, ongoing.
Yeah. Like the hoarder. The hoarder says, "Yeah, I think I heard this from you, Dave. You know, he's got a whole bunch of papers." And he says, "Okay, we got to get rid of all these papers. But before you get rid of the papers, make copies of it."
Right. Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I have a question in reference to, from a home invasion perspective, these night lights that people put on, like in a neighborhood. Like if my neighbor goes away, the same light goes on every night at the same time. Do those things make any sense? I mean, is there some system where they should be random? There should be a light upstairs, then down. If you think you want to think, like in my house, if you're in the house, you go upstairs, you put the light on, you come downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One light goes on at 6:05 and it goes off at 11. It's
okay. So if someone's casing your house, okay, someone's casing your house and they're watching it for a week or so, then they'll be able to tell that this light is coming on at the same time every day. Okay, when I leave my house, if I'm going for, I'll try to keep a car parked, you know, in the driveway, or keep a car parked on the side, you know, keep some, and I'll do the light thing. You know, it's better to have the light than not to have it at all.
Right, okay.
Does it work? I mean, if someone's randomly going to burglarize a house and they see a light on, then they're probably not going to
keep
your house because they're
going
to keep going.
Are most random or are most cased? Is there some sort of a...
Most cases, it's crimes of opportunity. They'll see a door open. They'll see a door open, and they'll go for it. They'll walk in. They'll see, most of them are crimes of opportunity.
Okay.
Unless they know you.
Right, that's different. You know, the guy just brought home $100,000 in cash.
Yeah, right, unless they know you. But most of them are crimes of opportunity. They're random.
Newspapers, you read about it. How'd they get in the house? There was an open window.
Right, open window.
So the main thing is for everybody to be very mindful of locking everything you know.
And particularly Long Island. I'm a Brooklyn guy, and in the city, when we live in the city, we're extra precautious. I mean, if you walk down the street in the Brooklyn, or you'll see everybody's got these clubs on their cars, right?
Right. Yeah.
But when I came out to Long Island, nobody had clubs on the car, and I go, wow. And then when you see a club on a car, you know they don't live in Long Island. That person's visiting from the city. They got on the club. They got a club on the car. They're visiting. But you know, a lot of things in Long Island we take for granted. I mean, like, We'll leave the key in the car with the car running and run inside of a store.
Who
does that?
Right.
You know, leave the kids like, thanks. You know, wow,
and,
he left
and
me
a baby
car.
In the back seat.
Yeah, and yeah. No, and your pocketbook right. on the passenger side of the car, open,
right,
open. With the wallet sticking out.
And the dollar bills coming at her.
Yeah.
Take me.
Wow, Long Island is nice, man. You know, so just be mindful of things like that, you know, and lock your doors. Lock your car doors. A lot of car doors, you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't lock their car doors. You know, they don't lock their car doors. A lot of people don't lock their home doors. They don't lock their front doors.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you just, things that you can prevent, you know, I'd like to tell you now so that, you know, so that you could be proactive instead of reactive.
Right.
Because it's too late. Once you get done, you're done.
Yeah. Right.
You know, proactive is preventing it before it happens. So I'd rather err on the side of proactiveness than reactiveness, because then it's too late.
That's perfect. Yeah. And actually, a nice ending, because we're out of time.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Bernie, I thank you so much. This is tremendous, especially on the holidays, but all year round.
Yeah.
He said it, mindful of making sure the car's closed, the house is closed, your pocketbook's in front of you when you're shopping, etc., for ladies, because you put it in the cart, you walk away, you come back, it's gone.
Especially in supermarkets, too.
Yeah, supermarkets, I don't even think of that. It's everyday thing.
Oh, people leave a purse on the shopping cart when they go over.
And they walk away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bernie, very much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.